We're continuing with verse number 80 from Radharas Sudaniti, and there are several points, but the overall theme of the verse is Radhadasyam. And this is the last class for 2015 Adhik Mas Purushottam Mas Amavasya. And the whole entire 30 classes have been centered around this theme of Radhadasyam. So in Sanskrit, Natya, drama, they say, Madharam Samapayat. Everything should end on a sweet note. So we've been discussing the whole idea, which Lord Chaitanya and all of his followers have come to teach, the divine service of the lotus feet of Radharani, of course, together with her sham, Radha and Krishna worship, especially in the mood of Radhadasya. Generally say Krishna Das. And of course, everyone is Krishna Das. But Krishna also serves the lotus feet of Radharani. And in Adi Purana, Krishna tells Arjuna, he who says he's my servant is not my servant, but he was a servant of my servants. I accept him as my servant. So we are aiming ourselves towards the service of Radharani, Radhadasyam. So this verse is describing that this is what Sripad wants. This is what Mandris want. This is what the six Goswamis wanted to teach. And this is what Mahaprabhu wanted to give to the world, Radhadasyam. And this verse is basically saying everything else is very wonderful. You can pursue, if you're a human being and you're cultured and you're religious, and especially if you're a Hindu, are born in India, you have some idea about the four divisions of human life and the four stages of aspiration. Worshipping some supreme controller or some supremely powerful entity, be they a deva or devi, be they the Adi Dev, Vishnu Ram or Krishna, or some other deva controlling the various aspects of this material world, Shiva, Surya, Durga, Ganapati, Varuna, Indra, etc. So that is called the Varna Ashram system, which was created by God. And Gita, Chaturvarnya Mayashristvam Guna Karma Vibhagashah. So Sripad is saying, I'm interested in Radhadasya. I don't care about Dharma, Art, Kama, Moksha. I don't care about Vaikuntha, Ishvara Bhakti. If someone wants to worship the Vaikuntha Nath, then I say Vijayatam, all glories to them. I say all glories to the worshippers of the Varnashram system, the Chatur Purusharta. I say Vijayatam. All glories to them. And those that are actually following a path of Vishnu Upasana, they're actually following a path of worshiping God with basically purified hearts, although they may have some desire. They may have some desire mixed in their devotion. But they're bhaktas. They may be Gyan Mishra Bhaktis or Kam Mishra. Or this way, they're not exactly ekantiki bhaktas, but they're worshiping the Lord. They're on the path of... the purified path of spiritual life. And he says, such people that ekanteshvara bhakti yoga, paravi, they're following the path, the way of worshiping God with devotion. And they may, if they want any promotion from their devotion, they're only asking that they get liberation to Vaikuntha, Silokya Mukti, Sarupya Mukti, Sharshti Mukti, Samipya Mukti, which means they want to be with their Ishtadev. They want to be in the spiritual world. So they're good, and they're much better than the materialistic karmis and personalities who want Dharma, Kama, Moksha for their own personal pleasure, emancipation, peace and satisfaction. So for them, in the second line, he says, I hold them on my head. I think their process is, I decorate my head with their okay, so this is the verse again. Radha dasyam apasya prapatate govinda sangashaya soyam porna sadaruche parichayam rakam vina kankshati kincha shamarati pravaha lahari bijam nayetam vidu te prapyapi mahamritam buddham aho bindum param prapnuya. Anyone who gives up the service of Sri Radha, Radha Dasyam, with a desire to attain the personal company of Lord Govinda, he is like, what is he like? He is like someone who wants to enjoy the full moon without the full moon night. Or someone wants to taste the nectar of the full moon without the moon. And anyone who is not interested or gives up the service of Radharani, Radha Dasyam, and anyone who doesn't know that it is Radha alone who is the seed of Shyam's pleasure. She is the Shyam Rati Pravaha Lahari Bijam. He is like someone who gets only a drop of nectar, which is available in an entire ocean. So we're just discussing this point, the second point about the love. We're talking about the love. So of all the Brijbasis, this verse is declaring that Radharani is a source of all love, which we discussed yesterday also. She's a source of all the love in the Brijbasis. She's a source of all the love within Krishna. And she's a source of all the love within us, our devotees. If we have some devotion or some love, Bhakti Devi is considered the shadow of Radharani. Bhakti Devi, sometimes people misunderstand. They say, Tulsi Maharani Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. This is quite incorrect, because this is not the proper Siddhanta. Bhakti, of course, is a quality. It means devotion, love. It's something you can't... Can you measure love? Can you measure the length and width of love? Can you measure the weight of love? Can you even depict love on a painting or take a photograph of love? Not exactly. Love is a quality of the heart. Love is a feeling. So bhakti, bhav, prem, these are intangible and invisible feelings, and they're transcendental, and the origin is Radharani. So when one first gets a drop of bhakti, as Radharani is told in this verse to be the Shyam Rati Pravaha Lahari Bijam. Lahari means waves, pravaha means stream, and Shyam Rati. Radharani is the seed or the beginning or the source of the river and the waves in the river. The river is the river of love, Krishna Prem, Mahabhav, and the waves are the various sanchari bhavas and vyavachari bhavas, sattvic bhavas that rise and fall in relationship with the vibhav and stahivav. The vibhav alamban vishaya, prem vishaya, and vibhav alamban prem ashraya, Radha and Krishna yugo, as the topmost example. She's the very source of that. So when we take diksha from Guru, he says Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. So again, we're getting here a diksha, a bija. The same word is there. Bija is in this word, bijam. Radharani is the bijam. She's the bijam of what? Of Krishna's love, of all the loving moods, all the various moods of love towards Krishna, and all the feelings and nuances of love. Radharani is the sum total of it and the very source of it. So we get a drop of bhakti in our heart by the mercy of Krishna and or by the mercy of Guru, of course. And then that means we have a drop of Radharani's love. That bhakti is a drop from that ocean of Radharani's heart. So the Guru is carrying that. He's a bhakta. He's an acharya of bhakti. Bhakti Bhav and Bhakti Siddhanta, or Bhakti Vedanta. He's the acharya of devotion and the acharya of the knowledge and the way to attain that devotion. The knowledge about that devotion, the Tattva Siddhanta, the Sadhya Prayojan, and the way to attain that, which is the Abhideya or Sadhana Abhyas, the Paricharya, the practices of devotion. So he's a bhakti acharya. So the Guru, he gives a drop of Radharani's love. So as Radharani is a seed, says Sham Rati Bijam Radha. That Radha is a seed of attachment and love for Krishna, Sham Madhav. So therefore, when we also want to be attached to Krishna, and we want to have love for Krishna. So how does it start? It starts, the origin of all love is Radharani. Somehow, to even begin to serve Krishna, to begin to have devotion, we have to get in touch with Radharani. You may want to begin a business, but to start your business, you need to get in touch with some money. So then someone might say, you might say, I don't have any money to start my business. I have idea for a business, but no money. So then they say, well, go to this rich person, and he'll give you some money. So you go there and beg and submit yourself and surrender, and the rich person gives money, and then you start your business. So we have an idea. We want to love God and serve God, but how to do that and how to attain that love? Then we go to Guru, and we beg, and we submit, and we surrender. So then he gives a drop, he gives a seed from that seed bank. Radharani is the original seed bank of all devotion and of all bhakti. So therefore, this verse is, you can see the parallel here with our very beginning. As Radharani is a seed of an entire, from Radharani, from that one drop of Radharani's love, an entire river, pravaha, entire river and stream flows out from her heart, and it's full of waves, high waves and beautiful waves. Waves always beautify. Waves beautify. An ocean without waves is not so beautiful. A very placid, peaceful ocean. But when there's waves there, then it looks very, very beautiful. So the Radharani's, the stream of Radharani's love, another word in Sanskrit for stream or river is called dhara. Dhara, like we say, Rupanuga Dhara, the line, Dhara. Dhara means the river, the current, the stream, the line. So it's the Prem Dhara. Radharani is the Prem Dhara. She's the source of the Prem Dhara. Prem Dhara means the river of love that flows from Radharani's heart and completely, all those waves, all those Lahari, Prem Lahari, they completely inundate and subjugate and submerge Krishna, submerge his mind and heart. And ultimately they flow all the way down, and those waves, those bhakti lahari, those prem lahari from the Shamrati Pravaha, the Shamrati Pravaha, the stream and river of Radharani's oceanic love within her heart, her intense loving attachment and service mood towards Krishna, comes into the heart of the Guru, the Bhakti Acharya. And then he gives a seed. He gives the seed in the heart, the seed of bhakti. Then that bhakti develops. So where did that guru gave a seed, bijam? Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bijam. That bijam is from Radharani. And one purport, Srila Prabhupada, his own words, I don't see where he quotes reference, but he said that the spiritual master is a representative of Lord Nityananda and Srimati Radharani. He said either Sri Nityananda Prabhu or Srimati Radharani. So this is his idea. Of course, all spiritual masters of devotion, especially in the Gaudiya line, they're certainly representatives of Radharani because they're carrying that bijam, that Shamrati Pravaha Lahari bijam, that seed of Radharani's love, and they're serving that. The Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, for the most part, all of them, without exception, are all absorbed in Radhadasyam, which this verse is describing. Radhadasyam apasya ya pravartate govinda sangashaya. So therefore, those gurus in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, when they give the bhakti lata, the seed of devotion, that's a seed, that's Radharani's Shamrati Bijam. That bhakti will eventually become Shamrati, which means Krishna Rati, bhav, pure bhav and attachment and love for Krishna, and that's the goal of our bhakti bhajan. So of all the Vrijvasis, Srimati Radhika is the greatest lover and devotee of Govinda. Krishna can't live without Radharani. Sometimes we hear the modern poetry or movie scripts or movies where someone says, I can't live without you. You are my everything. I cannot live without you. That may be said, but we see that when one fully surrenders to God and advances on the path of bhakti bhajan as a worshipper of Radha Govinda Yuga, then he may get to a very high state of consciousness, like the six Goswamis, and feel that he can't live without his Ishta Devata. It's a very high and impossible consciousness or to imitate, but there's one prayer, and Vilapakusamanjali, by Sripad Raghunath Das Goswami towards the end of his book, his magnum opus. It's actually a poem from Stavavali. He says, Tavevasmi, Tavevasmi, Na jivami twayavina, iti vigaya devi tvam, naya mam charanantikam. He says, O Radhika, O Srimati Radharani, Tavevasmi, Tavevasmi, O Srimati Radharani, I am yours, I am yours. Tavevasmi, 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 Na jivami. He says, I am yours, Na jivami twayavina. Toyavina, without you, I cannot live. I can't live without you. So we're saying in this verse, our acharyas are explaining in this commentary, that Krishna can't live without Radha. And of course, Radha can't live without Krishna. So a devotee can't live without his guru. The guru may live without the disciple, but the disciple can't live without the guru. So this is the mood of Das Goswami. He says, Radharani, can you hear me? I'm here at Manasapavan Ghat in Shamakund, and I'm crying out. I'm at the very end of my life. I'm not eating or drinking practically anything. I'm feeling so much separation from you. My heart is burning in the slow fire and the pangs and anguish of separation from your seva and your darshan. But can you hear my prayer? I am yours. I am yours. Naji, I can't live without you. And then he says, please understand this and take me to your lotus feet. Tavevasmi, tavevasmi, na jivami tvayavanant, iti vigaya devi tvam. Iti vigaya, please understand this. Nayamam charanantikam. Anayan mam charanantikam, and take me and keep me at the tips of your feet, at your toes, charanantikam. So he's crying out, "Oh Radharani, uplift me, take me." So this is a very high mood. Once I had memorized this verse, and I used to recite this verse sometimes when I would stand before deities, the Murtis, and Radha Govindaji or Gopinath while doing parikrama. So I asked my Gurudev, I said, "Gurudev, can you suggest some nice prayers to Radharani for me, good prayers, according to my adhikar, according to my position?" And I said, "I have one prayer that I often speak and when I pray to Thakurji." And so he said, "What is that prayer?" And I said, "It's from Vilap Kusumanjali," and I recited that prayer. And he said, "What?" He said, "You can't say this. You can't say this. What is it? Who is saying this prayer? You feel like that? You actually feel that you can't live without Radharani? You're living every day. You're never even thinking of Radharani. Day after day, hour after hour, you're just thinking of when's the next meal, and oh, I just ate, and now it doesn't feel so good, and where's my clothes, and where's my wash, and where's my soap powder, and where's my toothbrush, and where's my friends, and where's my rent money?" You're just thinking of everything in this lokic vichar. How can you say you can't live? That I am yours, I am yours. So this prayer, this is for siddhas. You can read this prayer, and when you read Vilap Kusumanjali, but you can't adopt that as your personal prayer until you come to that stage of advancement, that stage. So then he suggested some more realistic prayers to Radharani. So this is from the level of the devotees, the devotee at the very highest level of prema. He may be feeling so much separation from Radha and Krishna that he's rolling on the ground and his arms are flailing and he's crying out, "Ha Radhe, Ha Radhe, Ha Goranga, Ha Goranga, Ha Gor, Ha Gor, Kotai Go, Prema Mai, Radhe, Radhe, Kotai Go, Prema Mai, Radhe, 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 Hegbar Radhakunme, Radhe, Radhe, Abar Bar, Abar Deki, Shamakunda, Radhe, Radhe. Ek bar Radhakunde, Radhakunme, Dake Radhe Radhe, Abar Shamakunde me, Radhe Radhe." So one time I'm at Radhakund and I'm Dake, I'm crying out Radhe Radhe, and the next time Abar, next time I'm at Shamakund and I'm crying out Radhe Radhe. So this prayer is generally attributed to Siddha Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, that he had spoken this in his ecstasy, and that's recorded somehow in some songbooks. So here's another example of someone that can't live without Radharani. So Krishna, the question is, how is it that Krishna can live without Radharani? Because in this verse it says, "Radha dasyam apasya ya prayatate Govinda sangashaya." So it says, Govinda sangashaya, the association of Govinda. So why is the word Govinda used here? Govinda sangha, ashaya. So Govinda, of course, the word go means the senses. And Brinda means to please or satisfy. Excuse me, not Brinda. Vinda. Go Vinda. Go Vinda means to please or satisfy or fulfilled. So because all of Krishna's senses and his complete mind and heart are fully and absolutely pleased and satisfied by Sri Radha alone, Krishna is called Govinda. Krishna's name, Govinda, means, of course, there are so many meanings to different names of Krishna, and so many different meanings to each and every Sanskrit word. You look up in the Amarakosh dictionary of the various Sanskrit words, titles, and names, and you'll find so many, a plentitude of meanings. Of course, this meaning is very much favorable to the Manjaris and those Raghunagiya Bhaktas. So when you say, oh, Govinda, Govinda means the protector of the cows. Govinda means the caretaker of the cows. And we say, yes, that's correct. That's especially favorable if you are in Sakya Ras. You see him as the caretaker of the cows. But Govinda can have other meanings. Do you agree? Yes, of course. So this is what the Rasik Janas and what the Gaudiya Rasik Acharyas are offering, this alternative meaning, which is fully correct also. Now, why is Krishna called Govinda? Because go means that, go means also Gopika. Go means Gopi, Gopika, means Gopika Radha. Gopika Radha is the one who, Vinda, go, Gopi. Which Gopi? Gopika Radhika, or Gopika Radha. And Vinda, please, what does she do? That one Gopi, Gopika Radha, Radha Gopika, she is the one who fully satiates Krishna's senses with bliss. And there's, that's mentioned here, and in this verse here, it says that, this is by Bilva Mangala Thakur. Gopalangana kardameshu viharan vipradvare lajase vruse gobrisha honkrite stutisate monam vidatse satam dasyam gokula pumsha pumschalishu kuruse swayam nadanta masuhu Gyattam Krishna Tavangri Panka Jayugam Premaika Labhyam Muhu. This is by Bilva Mangala Thakur. O Krishna, Gopalangana Kardama Meshu Viharan. You play in the mud. Hey Gopal, I see you in Gokul. And you're holding on to the you pull the tail of the vatsa, little baby cow, the vatsa, the calf. And he spooks and becomes afraid, and he runs. And when little cow starts running, the vatsa, you become scared, and you hold even tighter to the tail. And then the cow runs, and he drags you through all the mud puddles in the main street. He pulls you, runs down the main street of Gokul, and all the coward ladies come out of their houses and look. Oh, look, Gopal. And Gopal is going like this, holding onto the tail, and he's getting dragged through the mud, and the hoofs of the cows are kicking up, and mud is flashing, and Krishna's blinking, Gopal's blinking his eyes, and mud is going in his face, and the hoofs are going ta-ta-ta-ta. So it's quite a scene to imagine that God is getting mud in his face, getting kicked up by the goduli, by the hoofs of the baby cow. And all the ladies are watching us. So Bilva Mangala in his Prem Drishti and his Samadhi, he's seeing this beautiful sporty, this Leela. So he's seeing Gopal. Gopal Angana Kardameshu Viharan. Vihar, we say Brajabihari. Brajabihari Laala Ki Jai. So Brajabihari means one who plays in Braj. Bihar. Bihar means to play, enjoy. So he's Kardam. Kardam means mud. And he's Gopal Angana means his body, Angan. His limbs, Gopal Angana Kardameshu Viharan. Krishna, oh, you're playing in the mud. Oh, Krishna, you play in the mud in the courtyards of the cowherders. Oh, excuse me. I said it means Angana. Angana also means limbs. Angana means arm and legs because it's an extension of your body. Angan. So when you have a house and you have a veranda or you have a canopy over some porch, that's called the angana. You ever heard of Shrivas Angan? You ever been to Mayapur? There's a place called Shrivas Angan. So Angan means there's the house, and then there's a rooftop, and it's open on all sides, and that's where they dance at night. They dance there in Shrivas Angan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gopal Angan means that Krishna is not in the house, and he's not just outside under the stars. He's under the rooftop of the Angan. It's called a portico or a porch, like we have this veranda here. So Gopal Angan Akardameshu Viharan. So that's just a roof there, but it's outside the house, so it's just cow dung and mud. It's mud. But you're playing like that, but at the same time, Vipra Dware Laja say. But you're shy, Laja, to appear on the Dware, the sacrificial altars of the noble Brahmins. In other words, you're very reluctant. You don't mind playing in the mud in your courtyard at Gokul or being dragged through the main street full of mud and cow dung by a startled calf when you're playing with the calves. You don't mind that, but you're a little hesitant. Laja means hesitant, reluctant. Vipra Dware Lajase. You're hesitant to appear on the sacrificial altars of the noble. And then what happens? Bruce go brisha hunkrite stuti sater. Bruce go brisha. Bruce go brisha hunkrite. And when you hear, when your little baby ears in Gokul, your tender baby, you know, babies are easily frightened. Their ears are very tender. They haven't attended any rock and roll concerts. They're little tiny babies. So their skin is very soft and tender. Their eyes are very tender. They can't bear bright light. They can't, if they hear some loud sound, if a firecracker goes off in a little baby, nearby a baby, they start crying. An adult doesn't start crying. You start crying when you hear a firecracker? Boom, cracker, boom. Diwali. Say, oh, these crazy kids are making noise. But the baby, he is ignorant. He doesn't know. What is this? He goes, because it hurts like anything. So Krishna, when he hears this, hunkara, ma, ma, ma. He's little. He's not taking the cows out yet. He's just a little. He's a little vatsa himself. Vatsa means a young, tender baby boy. He's not even Gopal yet. He's not even taking the cows out. He's in his cradle practically. So when he hears that, it says, "Bruce go brisha hunkrite." He starts crying. Oh, so Bilvamangala in this poem, in this putta, he's making a comparison here. Christian, you're like this in Madhura Vrindavan. You're so human-like in your Nara Leela, in your human-like Leela. You're so ordinary. But then on the other side, all the Brahmins are worshipping you and doing so many yajnas and avahan, avahan, oh Vishnu, avahan, Vishnu, avahan. They're calling Vishnu to come to the yajna and come to the homa. And you're reluctant. You don't come. Many times they do a yajna, but Vishnu doesn't come, especially in Kali Yuga. But in the previous ages that you see in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, King Prithu or other great pure devotees and rishis and Brahmins, they would do a yajna or puja, then the devatas would come, Shiva would come and sit there, and Brahma would come, and Vishnu would come. So, but not everyone. You can't just say swaha and expect Vishnu to be sitting there. Personally, he's in the flames of the fire, yajnavai saha, yajnavai Vishnu. Vishnu's in the flames of the fire, swaha, swaha. But personally, sakshat there. So it says, you play in the mud, you freely play in the mud without any inhibition. You don't have any inhibition about playing in the mud in Gokul, but you have lots of inhibitions and lots of reluctance to go to the sacrificial yajnas of the vipras. And they're so pure. Here on one side you're covered with mud, and you're playing in Gokul covered with cow dung and mud, and having the time of your life. But when the Brahmins who bathe, you know, three times a day and chant all kinds of mantras and mudras for purification, when they're doing some yajna, then you don't even want to go there. It's too clean. That place is too clean. The purified sacrificial altars. And then he says, and then you hear a loud sound, whoa, the bulls and cows crying, or what do they call it? Lowing. I think it's called lowing. Lowing in the pastures. Then you start crying, oh, ma, janani. So you cry out when you hear the mooing of the cows and bulls. But when the great sages, monam vidatse satam, when the great sages, stuti sater monam vidatse satam, when the sages, they offer you stuti sata, they offer you hundreds of prayers, they offer you hundreds of reverential prayers to you, you remain silent. You don't even respond. As soon as you hear a little sound from a bull and a little sound from a cow, you cry, ah! And there's hundreds of sages reciting hundreds and hundreds of stutis. It's also a sound. It's Shabda Brahman. And your moan. No response. You don't say, I like it. You don't say, I don't like it. But as soon as you hear the sound of a bull or a cow in the pastures, or the cow calling the mother cow calling her baby, Vatsa, Vatsa, then immediately cry, oh, what's that? Ah. Immediately respond to that sound. Immediately register some response to that sound. Just one sound, ha! And you cry. But there's hundreds and hundreds of stutis recited by the sages, and you don't say anything. Then he says, Dasyam Gokula Pumsalishu Kuresu Swayam Cha Swayam Na Dantamasu. He says, you become the servant of the coward girls in Braj. Dasyam Gokula Pumschalisu. Ali means gopi. So he says, Dasyam Gokula Pumschali. Pumschali means the young. Do, Kula say means you do what? Dasyam. You serve the coward girls of Braj, of Gokul. You serve the coward girls. Swayam na dantamasu, but you don't even want to become the master of the austere yogis and ascetics. Gyatam Krishna Tavangri Pankajayugam. O Krishna, Premaika Labhya Muhu. O Krishna, I know that your lotus feet can only be attained by ecstatic love. Pankaja Yugam, Tavangri Pankaja Yugam, your lotus feet. Gyatam Krishna, I know Krishna that your Tava Angri Pankaja Yugam, Premaika Labhya Muhu. So this is, Radharani has all that love. She has that love to attract Krishna. And she's the greatest devotee. And that verse is here, this is also. This is an Lalita Madhav to describe Radharani, the glories of Radharani, because the whole theme of the verse is Radha Dasyam, service of that Radharani, the greatest devotee of Govinda and the greatest personality. So above all the Dharmartha and Kam, above Vaikuntha Bhakti and above Vaikuntha Mukti, and all those things are glorious, and I say glories to them. I even worship them, hold them on my head, but I want to worship this Radharani. She, Radharani is the Govinda for Govinda. Radharani is the Govinda for Govinda. Govinda generally means Krishna, the coward boy. But Go also means Gopika. So Radharani is the Govinda for Gopika. Because Go means Gopika Radha. And Vinda means satisfier. She's the satisfier. She's the pleaser. She's the romantic teaser. She's everything for Krishna, Radharani. So then, there's more glorification here by Śrūpa Gosvāmī Pāda about Radharani. Nerdut amrita madhuri parimala kalyani bimbadaro vaktram pankaja saurabham kuharita staghavis vidaste girya angam chandana sitalam tanuriham saundarya sarvasvabhak. Tramaswadya mamedam indriyakulam radhe muhur modate. So now Krishna, we heard Bilva Mangala, the great pure devotee of Krishna, Bilva Mangala, the author of Krishna Karanamrita. We heard how he glorified Krishna, Gokulananda, who is a servant of the gopis, Dasyam Gokula, Gokula Pumschalishu, Kuruse, and he's frightened by the bellowing and lowing of the bulls and cows, and he's playing in the mud of Gokul with great joy, but he doesn't care about the Brahmins, he doesn't care about the sages, hundreds of stutis, and he doesn't care about the dantamasu. Danta means the senses, controlling the senses. There's a verse in 7th canto where Narada Muni is describing the brahmachari, how the brahmachari lives in the home of the guru. Brahmachari guru kule vasandanto gurorhitam. Vasandantor gurorhitam. Says that brahmachari guru kule vasandantor gurorhitam. Guru hitam. For the benefit of guru, gurorhitam, the celibate monk, the young brahmachari student, from the age of 5 until 15 or so, brahmachari gurukule vasandantor gurorhitam. For the benefit of guru, gurorhitam, he lives in the gurukul, brahmachari gurukule. And what does he do? Vasandantor means, danta means he controls the vasan, he controls the senses. So in this verse it says, swayam na dantamasu. It says that Krishna doesn't care about those sense-controlled, fully sense-controlled yogis. He doesn't care about them either. But he does care about the gopis, the gokulalis, gokul pumschalishu, pumschali, the gopikas of gokul. He'll serve them. But he won't even pay any attention to or listen to the prayers or pay attention to Brahmins and yogis. So now Krishna himself glorifies that great personality, Krishna. Now he glorifies Radharani. Why Radharani is Govinda? Why is Radharani Govinda for Govinda? And why is Radharani the greatest devotee of Krishna? And in Krishna's own words he speaks, which we read this verse just now. Nirdut Amrita Madhuri Parimala Kalyani. So Krishna says, he's looking at Radharani's beautiful lotus face and he's flattering her because she's been a little upset with his becoming late to their meeting. He was late for Abhisar for whatever reason. And so Radharani's not very happy, so Krishna's trying to glorify her and get on her good side. So he's saying, O Kalyani Radha, O beautiful, auspicious girl. He says, Nirdut Amrita Madhuri Parimala Bimbadaro. Your adar is bimba. The redness of your beautiful lips is redder than cherries. And the sweetness, Nirdut Amrita Madhuri Parimala. The sweetness, Madhuri, and Parimala, and the fragrance, and sweetness and fragrance of nectar. So he's saying, your lips have three qualities. He says, Radharani, your lips, your bimba adara. First the color. First I look at your lips, Kalyani. Oh, Kalyani. For me, you're the personification. Krishna is saying, Oh, Radharani. Oh, Radhaju. Oh, Priyaji. For me, you are my Kalyani. You are my source of all auspiciousness, and you are the personification of beauty, O Kalyani. And let me, this first I'm telling you, you're Kalyani, I'm glorifying you, saying, O beautiful, auspicious girl, you are the source of my auspiciousness. Without you, my life is totally inauspicious. But with you in my life, with your darshan, with your touch, with your embrace, with your kisses, with your seva, with your love, then my life is auspicious and meaningful and valuable, and my life becomes beautiful because you are the source of beauty in my life, and you are the source of love in my life, and you are the source of my life. Therefore, you're my Praneshwari. Praneshwari Radha Ki Jai. So he says, how are you so beautiful? Let me start with one of the things about you I like the most, your lips. Your lips are so shiny, so attractive, so colorful, naturally, without any coloring or lipstick. Bimba, they're shining red, shiny and luscious and glossy and full and tasty like cherries. Ripe cherries. And then, Amrita Madhuri Parimala. Your lips defeat the redness of cherries and the sweet, and your lips defeat the sweetness and fragrance of nectar. Amritam, really Amrit, has a sweet taste and a sweet fragrance. Parimala means fragrance. And Madhuri means sweet. And Amrita means nectar. So the sweet taste of nectar and the sweet fragrance, aroma, sorab of nectar. It's like you go to these Ayurvedic hospitals, they have these panchakarma treatments, or sometimes you drink various kasayas, and when you go there, they give you a massage, and the smell, the fragrances inside those places, all kinds of herbs and spices, and very fragrant, usually very sweet fragrance, and very just smells healthy to be inside those type of South Indian health clinics, because they're preparing so many medicines and nectars, so they're nectar to smell. They smell very wonderful and fragrant, and they're very sweet to drink also. Sometimes they're very bitter also. So Radharani's lips. Then he says, Vakcha Pankaja Sauravam Kuharita. That's your lips, which are sitting on your beautiful face, and your face is more fragrant. Vaktram. First he glorified Radharani's Bimbadara. Adara. Bimbadara, now your vaktram, your lips are on your face. Oh, this is your lips. Now what about the face? Your face is adorned with those beautiful bimbadara, beautiful cherry red lips, full of sweet fragrance and sweetness. Your face is pankaja sauravam, kuharita. Your face is more fragrant than a lotus flower. Then he says, your gira means voice. It says, Kuharita, Saghabidas. O Radhika, O Kalyani Radha, your voice is sweeter than the voice and song of the cuckoos. Angam Chandana Sitalam Tanoriham. Very beautiful. Rupa Goswami Pad, Sanskrit. Glorifying Radharani, Krishna's own words, own heart and mouth are speaking. This is Krishna speaking. Angam chandana sitalam tanoriham. Angam, we just said angam. We said anga means portico, it also means limbs. Chandana sitalam tanor. Tanor means body, and anga means limbs, arms, legs, fingers, etc. Chandana sitalam. Your limbs are cooler than sandalwood. Sitalam means cooler, like they say, sital pain balm. Sheetal pain balm. Because when you have pain, you feel hot. So you put on some camphor and thymol and other types of ointments. They're cooling and relieve the heating sensation of pain. They call it sheetal pain balm. So Radharani's, she is the pain balm. Balm, B-A-L-M, balm. Balm means the emollient or that medicine that removes the pain. So Krishna's experiencing the fire of separation from Radharani. It's called Viraha Agni. And Viraha Agni, the intense burning fire of Viyog, or separation from Radharani. So when he feels the touch of Radharani's limbs, your limbs are cooler than sandalwood pulp. Because when Krishna is feeling separation from Radha, all of his loving servants, they also put chandan all over his face, just like they do with Radharani. They put chandan on his face and on his limbs, and it all dries out in a second and just fries up and turns into dust and falls off his body because he's burning so much in the Viraha Agni, fire of separation from Radha. But when he finally meets Radha, when Krishna finally meets Radharani, then they wrap each other in a completely intoxicating, tight prema lingata, loving embrace. Then Krishna feels, ah, Kalyani. Ah, Kalyani. Angam, angam, chandana sitalam tanoriham. Now I'm touching the cooling Ganga river of your body. It's so cooling, more cooling. Now I'm refreshed. Now my burning fire of separation has been extinguished. And now I feel the relief and the balm, the pain balm, the relief and comfort of being in your loving embrace. Ashlishyava parvatam panashtamam. Ashlishya means alinga, alinganam, embrace. Sondarya sarvasvabhak. Your entire body, tanur sondarya sarvasvabhak. Sarvasva means everything. Everything about your body is beauty. Your whole body is a dham, a vessel, an entire form of all beauty. In this way, O Radhe, my senses are always gladdened by relishing your sweetness. My senses, indriya kulam, kula means place or family, like we say pratikul, then let's say pratikul and what's that? Anukulya and pratikul. So kula means place or fate, like we say gurukul means place, gurukul, place of guru, family. So indriya kulam means the family of my senses. Mamedam indriya kulam. Twam aswadya mamedam indriya kulam radhe muhur modate. When my senses, Krishna is saying, mam indriya kulam. Krishna is saying, when my senses taste you, twam aswaranam, radha aswaranam, radha sondarya aswaranam, radha sparsha aswaranam. When I touch your form, Radharani, when I see your form, then I feel happy. I taste it. Then what happens? Radhe muhur modate. Muhur means again and again, modate, like Radhavinod, means I feel very pleasure, I feel very relieved and pacified and peacefully happy. It says, my senses are always gladdened by relishing your sweetness. So, literally it's saying aswadya, means tasting. I'm tasting your sweetness. So that's why Radharani is the Govinda. Radharani is Krishna's Govinda. Radharani is Govinda's. Radharani is the Govinda for Govinda. Radharani is the Govinda for Govinda. That will be the title of the class. And so Rupa Goswami is proving that with Krishna's own words. So Prabhupada Saraswati, he's giving some, in this verse he's giving two warnings. he's warning to one about not serving Radha. He's giving one warning about not serving Radha, and another warning is giving is for those who don't know that Radha is the source of Krishna's love and pleasure. For those that don't know or accept Radha, they don't know, nor do they accept that Radha is the seed, is the Shamrati Pravaha Lahari Bijam, is the seed and source of Krishna's love. So he's saying that. Shripad says, what does he say? Na ye tam vidus te prapyapi maha amritabdim ahobindam param prapnuya. Those who don't know that Radha is the seed of the tidal wave for Sham have received only one drop from that great ocean of love, Mahanidhi. It means that great ocean of love. Great ocean of Radha's love. That's in the same book on verse 136. You can, I think you have it. You can turn. 136. So to repeat, those who don't know that Radha is the seed, the bijam, of the tidal wave for Shyam, tidal wave of love for Shyam, they have received only one drop from the great ocean of love that he's reached. Devotee worships Krishna. If a devotee worships Krishna without taking shelter of Radha, he will certainly get nectar. But how much nectar will he get by worshiping Krishna without Radha? Because the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are Yugala Upasanas, Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayos, Sridham Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajabudu Bir Sakalpita. We worship Rajendra Nandan in Vrindavan along with the Ramyas, Ramya Kachit Upasana. The Ramyas means the delightful young gopis who are worshipping him with such love. So we worship Radha Govinda Yugo. So devotees are only worshipping Krishna without taking shelter of Radha. They get a drop of nectar, the Premamrit, but they've arrived at that great ocean of love, that Prem Sagar, that Maha Amrita Abdi, it's described in this verse. Te prapyapi mahamritam buddhi. They've arrived, they've acquired by their surrender, by their devotional development over many lifetimes. They've come to the shore of the vast, unlimited ocean of nectar. Maha Amrita Ambudi. But aho, bindam param prapnuya? You come to an ocean of nectar and you take only a drop? Aho bindam prapnuya? You've arrived there, you've attained it, but then you only go in with an eyedropper and you squeeze the eyedropper and take out one drop and say, oh, that's good enough. It's like you imagine you come to the bank, you come to a rich man's house, and he says, what do you want? I want 1 rupee. He says, are you cracked? I can give you 1,000 lakhs, give you 5 crores. No, I only want 1. Okay, good. Take. So that's what Sripad is saying. What is, how unfortunate. You come to this vast ocean and you go away with a drop. So then the second point in the verse, how Radharani's beauty is the essence of Krishna's pastimes. By worshipping Krishna in pure love, this is certainly... By worshipping Krishna in pure love is certainly a grand and glorious spiritual perfection. But when Krishna is worshipped with Radharani and the gopis, then Krishna's beauty and his love are greatly enhanced and increased and amplified. In Raghunath Das Goswami's one of his poems in Stavavali is called Vishak Anandada Stotram. Is that prayer which gives great joy to Vishakha, because it's all about the beauty and glories of Radha and Krishna. Because Vishakha is Yuteshwari for Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is in the Advaita Parivar. He has taken initiation from He's taken initiation from Yadunandan Acharya, Diksha Guru. And Yadunandan Acharya's Diksha Guru is Sri Advaita Prabhu. So this is called the Advaita Parivar, the lineage or branch, one branch of the vast tree of Lord Chaitanya. So he wrote this Tavavali, so he writes a prayer to his Yuteshwari. The members of the Advaita Parivar, they're in the Yuteshwara, they're in the group of Vishakha Sakhi. And members of Nityananda's Parivar, they're in the group of Lalita Sakhi. And the chief Mandri there is Rupa Mandri. And the chief Mandri in this Advaita Parivar, in Vishakha's group, of course, is Rati Mandri, who is sometimes called Raghunath Das Goswami and some other identities are also told there for Rati. As Raghunath Das is also called Tulsi Mandri. So that prayer is here, where Das Goswami is showing, because we made this point, okay, you worship Krishna Bhakti, or in some other Rati like Sakhi Rati or Vatsalya or Dasya, then you attain prema and get the prema mrit, but you get prema mrita bindu. But when you worship Radha and Krishna together, Krishna is so much more beautiful, and his sweetness is so much greater, and his love is so much more vast and relishable and satisfying in this topmost rasa of Madhurya, this Parakiya Madhurya Bhav in Braj. So there's various proofs to establish that. So this prayer by Raghunath Das, he's explaining that about, he gives a beautiful example of how Krishna's beauty and pleasure are increased by the association of Srimati Radhika. Govinda Nanga Rajive Banu Shir Barsha Banavi Krishna Rit Kumud Orlase Sudakara Karastiti. It's actually a very long prayer. Sri Radhika, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, is the beautiful sun that shines on the lotus flower of Govinda's amorous desires. And Radhika is like the moon that shines on the heart of Krishna, Krishna Chandra. And Radhika is like the Kumud flower, which thrives on the moonlight. There's a book called Krishnaika Kumudi. Means night blooming. It's a lotus flower which blossoms in the night with moonlight. Most lotuses, they blossom in the day with sunlight. But this blossoms at night when the Krishna Chandra rises in the forests. When the Krishna Chandra, the full moon of Krishna's lotus face, rises in the forest groves during the Ratri Leela, then this white flower, Kumud, or Komodi, or we say Krishnaika Komodi. This white flower, it blossoms. It's a lotus flower. It blossoms as Krishna's face is blossoming with love for Radharani when they meet in the Kunja gullies and in the Kunja groves and forest bowers of Braj during Nisha Leela. Then this beautiful white lotus flower is also blossoming then. Anyway, it's a very long prayer. Krishna manasa hamsasya manasi sarasivara Krishna chataka jivatu navam bodha payas shuti. Radharani is the excellent manasi lake where the swan of Krishna's mind swims. And Radhika is a fresh cloud that keeps the Krishna chataka bird alive. Krishna chataka jivatu navam bodha payas shuti. Krishna manjula tapinche vilasat swarnayutika Govinda navya patode stira vidyul latadbhuta. Radhika is a splendid golden yutika flower and on the beautiful tamal tree named Krishna. Radhika is a wonderful steady lightning strike in a fresh rain cloud named Krishna. Govinda navya patode stira vidyut Lata Adbhuta. And this is nice. In other words, Radha is everything. Whatever Krishna needs in any season, at any time, Radha is there to provide it. In summer, when Krishna is feeling hot and fatigued and tired, then Radharani becomes soothing camphor and cooling sandalwood paste and refreshing moonlight for all of Govinda's weary limbs. And in the winter, Radharani is a glistening, sun-bright yellow silk garment on Shyam's handsome limbs. So in the winter, Krishna is feeling very, very cold because the sun doesn't shine much. Only for a few hours a day the sun is shining and the rays are very weak. So if you stand in the sunshine, you don't get much heat. But when you stand in the sunshine in the summer, you melt. You get so much heat, you turn into water. You melt. So when Krishna is feeling cold and a little frigid or shivering in the cold winter, then this beautiful sunshine this prem sunshine of Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini. She embraces Krishna with a loving embrace. Then he feels she wraps her beautiful lotus stem arms around Krishna's broad chest, and they tightly embrace. So then he feels that he's completely covered and completely warmed by this glistening yellow silk garment on Shyam's handsome limbs. The garment is Radharani's body, and she's glistening yellow, Tapta Kanchana Gaurang. And it's in the winter, she's the heating sun for Krishna's heart and body. In other words, Radharani is Krishna's everything at every moment, which means she's the greatest personality. Therefore, the verse says, therefore the conclusion is, serve Radharani, Radhadasyam, because that's what the verse says. And it goes on, very, very beautiful. And this, so then he says, in this way, Sri Radha is the beauty of Krishna's pastimes. Radha is the beauty of Krishna's pastimes. From this, we can easily understand how little pleasure there is in Krishna's company without Sri Radha. So this, we read that. So this last point is the supremacy of Radhadasyam, which is the whole theme of the whole class for 1 month. And this verse, of course, is about that. Verse 80. Radhadasyam. Radha dasyam apasya prayatate govinda sangashaya so yam porna sudaruche parichayam rakam vina kankshati kimcha shamarati pravahala hari bijam na ye tam vidus te prapyapi mahamritam buddhim aho bindum param prapnuya. The supremacy of Radhadasyam, which means servitude of Sri Radha. Raghunath Das Goswami, he confirms that without the presence of Sri Radhika, there is no joy in Krishna's company alone. That's what we just read in this prayer, Vishakhanandara Stotram, by Raghunath Das in Stavavali. He's confirming that in the winter, Radharani is Krishna's sun. In the spring, she's his flower. In the night, without Radharani, Krishna's is nothing. There's no joy. So we read that, and this is there. And he says another poem in his book. And his Stavavali. He says that Radharani, we forgot to mention that we're talking about how Radharani is the source of all Krishna's love. It's in Govinda Lilamrita, there's a very nice verse in the 11th chapter, verse 1-2. Ka, he's asking, Ka, what? Who? Ka Krishnasya Pranaya Janibu Shrimati Radhikaika. He said, Who is the Janibi? Who is the birthplace of Krishna's love? Shrimati Radhika? Aika. Only Shrimati Radhika. She is the birthplace. This is Govinda Lilamrita. So that's why the verse is saying that Radharani is Shamrati Bijam. Shamrati Pravaha Lahari Bijam. She's the very source or seed of Krishna's love. This is being told by Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati. But Krishna Mahajan, Rasik Jana Mahajan, Krishna's Kaviraj, and Govinda Lilamrita is echoing the same point, repeating the same point. That so now this is in Swaniyam Dasakam, Swaniyam, 10 vows, my vows, he says. Sada Radha Krishna Chalad Atula Kela Stalad Yujam Brajam Santya Yajyaitad Yuga Virhito Pi Trutimapi Punar Dwaravatyam Yarupatim Hapi Proda Vibhave Sparantam Tad Vachapi Hi Nahi Chalam Miksutum Api. Raghunath Das prays, although I have been separated from Krishna for a long time, I will not leave Radha and Krishna's matchless playground, Brajabhumi, for even a moment. Even if Yadunath comes and invites me to Dwarka to enjoy the opulence. But if I hear with even one ear by accident that somehow Radharani and Krishna are now in Dwarka, and Radharani is, Krishna is embracing, Hari is embracing Radha in Dwarka, then I will immediately leave Braja and travel there faster than the wind. And I'll go there faster than even Garuda can go, if Radha and Krishna are there in Dwarka. But not even for half a second will I go anywhere near the proud hypocrite who worships Govinda alone without Gandharva Sri Radhika, whose glories, Radha's glories, are sung by the greatest sages like Narada, who plays his veena, and Radharani's glories are proclaimed and sung throughout all the Vedas. This is my firm vow, my swaniyam. This is his swaniyam dasakam, 10 different vows. But he says, if anyone in this world bows down with love, if some devotee, some bhakta, some Raghunuga bhakta, he bows down to Radharani and he tries to serve her and worship her with love. And that, who is that Radha? Radharani, that is, she is that great personality whose sweet name showers nectar on all of mankind, along with Krishna. Oh, if I find such a person anywhere, anyone in this world who bows down and worships the lotus feet of Radharani together with Krishna, then I will wash that person's lotus feet and I will joyfully drink the Charanamrita from his feet. Bhakta Parajal, Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Uchishtha Teen Mahabal. I will joyfully drink the Charanamrita, the Vaishnav Charanamrita, from that great Radha Bhakta, from that Raghunuga Bhakta of this Radhadasyam, and I will carry that water on my head every day. So proclaims Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the Prayojanacharya for Radhadasyam. He is the Prayojanacharya for the subject and theme of this verse, Radhadasyam, the intimate, eternal, confidential service of Radharani and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. He is the teacher of the sadhana leading to the sadhya. So he's proclaiming, if someone follows this path of Raghunuga Bhakti to attain the service of Radharani, then I will wash their feet and drink that water. So much regard I have for such personalities. So he's saying that in the second warning that Shripad is telling this verse, that those who want the association, Govinda Sangasya Ashaye, without the seva and service and mercy of Govinda Nandani Radha, Govinda Sarvasva Radhika, they're simply foolish. There is only a fragment of sweetness in Krishna's sweetness alone, compared with the sweetness of Radha and Krishna together. Shripad compares such persons to someone who wants to enjoy the taste and satisfaction of the full moon without the night. Purna Suda Ruchi Rakam Bina Kankshati. So the best way to help and enable Krishna to relish and enjoy the sweetness of Radha's incomparable beauty and love is to serve Radha, which is what Shripad is telling in this verse, Radha Dasyam. He's saying, Shripad, don't miss the boat. Don't miss the purpose of being a Gaudiya Vaishnava. Aradya Bhagavan, don't miss the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who came to give this Shringar Ras and the service of Srimati Radharani, Radhadasyam. Don't go and look for the full moon on the eighth day of the moon, and don't just simply accept the drop of nectar attained by serving Krishna alone, when you can have the fortune of drowning in the vast ocean of nectar, Maha Amritabdim. When someone surrenders to Radha in order to serve her, Radha fills his heart with bliss. That's very nice. If and when and where someone actually surrenders to Radha in order to serve her, Radharani will become so pleased and so grateful and so happy that she will fill that sadhaka's heart with bliss. Sri Jiva Goswami Pad confirms this in Bhakti Sandarbha, verse number 65. Tasya ladinya eva kapi sarvananda ati shayani vrittir nityam bhakta vrindeshveva nikship yamana bhagavat prityakyaya vartate. Priti Sandarbha 65. Sri Radha is the origin of Krishna's pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti. And Radharani forces and injects and pushes all of this ecstasy of love of God into the hearts of her devotees. So that's the wonderful mercy of Radharani. If we take up the path of Raghunuga Bhakti in the mood of a Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, Upasana, striving to attain the eternal service of Radharani and Krishna together, especially in the mood of Radhadasyam, Radharani's service, under the beloved guidance of our Guru Varg and our lineage and our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Radharani will be so pleased, Krishna will be so pleased, and we'll experience so much happiness and joy. And this is a great gift of Lord Chaitanya. The great devotee, Srila Haripad Srila, he sums this up, all these points of this verse, in a beautiful Bengali bhajan. Radha dasya parihare, ye jana lalasakore, heka matra govindera sange, purnamasi vyatita se, purna chandra abhilase, dik tara buddhi manda, dik Tara Buddhi Manda. Dik Dik means fie. Dik Dik in Bengali. Means curses. Oh, curses on that Buddhi Manda. Manda. Manda means less, very small. Small brain. Pea brain. Buddhi Manda. Curses. Fie. Dik Tara Buddhi Manda. Curses on that fool who has no Buddhi. Who wants to give up Radha's service only to accompany Govinda. Radha dasya parihare, ye jana lalasakore, eka matra govindera sange. Radha dasya, I don't care about Radha dasya, I want Govinda sangha. He's like someone who wants the full moon without the full moon night. Purnamasi vyatitase, purna chandra abhilase. Sola kala purnavina, asam purna se chandrama, Swapa Prabhushina Se Madhuri Radha Sangha Bine Hai Nanda Kula Chandramai Govindarachi Dasahari. Krishna's sweetness, Hari's sweetness, is incomplete and weak without Radha's company, just as the moon is incomplete without all of its 16 phases. Alas, why should I see Govinda, the moon of Nanda's clan, in such a state? He's a Nanda Kula Chandramoy. Nanda Kula Chandramoy is the name of Krishna. Tribhuvani Aparupa, Shamarati Pravaharupa, Amrita Lahari Bijadam, Radhara Karuna Vina, Jeva Chahi Krishna Prema, Suno Bhai Tara Parinam. Sri Radha is the seed of the stream of love for Krishna. Sham Rati Pravaha Rupa Amrita Lahari Bijadham. Radha's love is unrivaled in all the three worlds. If anyone desires to love Krishna without Radha's mercy, Radhara Karuna Bina, oh brother, oh bhai, suno, listen, I'll tell you what's the result. What's the result if you try to worship Krishna without the mercy of Radha, Radhara Karuna Bina? This is it. Pahiya Amrita Sindhu, Lava Kore Eka Bindu, Krishna Prema Kore Anvesane, Prabhuranande Te Koi, E Mora Sunishchoi, Sarva Labhya Radhika Charane. such a person, buddhimanda, gets only one drop from that great nectar ocean of love for Krishna that he searches for. Prabhananda Saraswati therefore says, I know for sure that if you attain the shelter of Radhika's feet, then you will attain everything. Sarva labhya Radhika charane. E mora sunishchoy, nishcha, fixed, firm, unshakable, unmovable, absolute, unarguable, irrefutable principle. E mora, my sunishchoy, my nishcha, not nishcha, but sunishcha, mora sunishchoy. Mora sunishchoy means mora sunishta. My nishta, my complete affirmation, my complete conviction and attachment, immovable position is that sarva labhya, everything will be attained in the lotus feet of Radhika, serving the lotus feet of Radhika. And that's the whole idea of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and that's the whole teachings of the Six Goswamis and Prabhupada Saraswati, and that's the whole teachings of this course and this Adikamas, verse 80. Radha dasyam apasyaya prayatate govinda sangashaya soyam purna sudaruche parichayam rakam vina kankshati kimcha shamarati pravahalahari bijam na yetam vidus te prapyapi mahamritam buddhaho bindum param prapnuya. Anyone who gives up the seva of Sri Radha while simultaneously desiring the company of Govinda is like someone who wants the full moon when there's no full moon in the night. And anyone who doesn't know that Radha alone, Radhaika, is the seed of the river and waves of Krishna's love and pleasure is like someone who gets a drop of nectar after coming to the ocean of unlimited, vast, transcendental nectar of Krishna Premamrita. That person who rejects the service of Radha and hopefully endeavors for the association of Govinda, prayatate Govinda Sangashaya, simply wants to experience the complete nectar of the effulgent full moon, but without any moon at all. And moreover, whoever is not aware that Radhika alone is the very seed and source of generation for the flow, the lahari, the waves and flow of pure love for Shyam, aho! Even though a vast ocean is available to such a person, unfortunately, he gets only one drop. So this is the last conclusion of the class. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So the conclusion is that Radha is Govinda's Govinda. It's Govinda for Govinda.